Waldron Gates cradled his broken arm to his chest and huddled in the lee of his overturned cart to shelter against the drizzle. He lay upon shards of broken pottery, all that remained of his winter's work. Unfortunately, it wasn't just the pottery he'd lost in his encounter with the brigands, but the goods he'd traded for as well. Foodstuffs, tools, seeds, all the necessities that would see him through the coming year. They'd even robbed him of his poor old mule. He supposed he ought to be grateful he still had his life. Shivers racked his body. He needed to get dry and warm, but every time he tried to stand, his vision dimmed and his knees buckled. When the cart tipped over during his attempt to escape the brigands, he'd hit his head. A little rest was what he needed. Yes, a little rest to regain his strength so he could make his way back to Boggs, where the townsfolk could help him. He tried not to dwell on how long a walk that would be. Dusk would soon fall, and Waldron resigned himself to spending a cold, miserable night beside the road. He'd faint hope of passers-by helping him, as the road was little more than a backwoods trail that was scarcely fit for a laden cart, but it was a shortcut to a settlement northward where he had planned to sell more of his wares. Some shortcut, he thought. The chances of a friendly traveler passing by and offering aid were pretty slim.
Should make a fire, he murmured,
but he hadn't the strength, and how could he manage with just one arm? He dozed off, waking now and then out of some nightmare of skull-faced men tormenting him, materializing out of the woods once more to chase him down the road. A snap of a twig, the plod of a hoof. He jerked to full wakefulness, sweat mingling with raindrops on his face, to find his nightmare come to life. A horseman, wreathed in mist, loomed above him. The horse pawed the road. Harness jingled when it shook its head. Fear flooded through Waldron's veins. Maybe he was already dead, and this was some kind of spirit come to carry his soul to the heavens, like it was said the Death God did. Or was this the leader of the brigands come back to finish him off? Did the rider have a skull face? He could not tell in the deepening dusk.
Have you come back to kill me? Please! Please have mercy. You got all I had.
Tears streamed down his cheeks. Are you badly hurt? The question was spoken in a perfectly natural woman's voice. Not the skull-faced man. Not a death spirit. Waldron sobbed in relief.
Think my arm is broke.
She dismounted and knelt before him. In the gloom, he could not make out her features, but from her silhouette, she seemed to be wearing some kind of uniform. We need to get you warm and dry, she said. How long have you been here like this?
Don't rightly know. Maybe since midday.
His teeth chattered. That is a long time. What's your name? It was so kindly asked that he fought the urge to sob again.
Waldron. Waldron Gates.
Well, Waldron, I'm going to see if I can find a dry patch in the woods and set up some shelter. There was the glint of brass buttons as she removed her coat, and to his astonishment, blanketed him with it. Will you be all right while I look after things? She asked. Waldron nodded, already feeling warmer beneath the coat. It was not wet all the way through like his was. He lost track of time and drifted off while she went about her business. This time the nightmare stayed away as though the coat were a shield. A while later, he didn't know how long, she gently shook his shoulder to wake him and helped him to a spot amid a group of pines where a small fire crackled. Some of the crates that held your pots were still dry, she explained. Nice seasoned wood. The straw and sawdust helped too. Yes. He'd used straw and sawdust to protect the pots during transport. She'd placed tarps over branches to help keep the drizzle off. The ground beneath the protective boughs of the pines was relatively dry. She guided him to blankets next to the fire, then tended to his injuries. When she splinted his arm, he nearly fainted from the pain. He watched her as she worked, now that he could see her a little better in the glow of the fire. Short, shaggy hair, one eye covered by a patch. A winged horse was emblazoned on the left sleeve of her shirt in gold thread.
"Green Rider?"
he said in surprise. It was a rare sighting here in the backwoods.
"What's a king's messenger doing out here in the middle of nowhere?"